Every so often, you sit down to watch a movie and you're faced with a character who hits close to home. Our critic Bob Mondello experienced that when he watched a new comedy called The Film Critic.
Victor reviews films for a newspaper in Argentina and is a definite grouch when it comes to the kind of movies most people like. Car chases, explosions, comedies, he's not interested. Give him a film from the French New Wave any day. In fact, he's so pretentious that when he thinks to himself, he thinks in French.
Pourquoi je pense en français?
Even though his native language is Spanish. Settling down in a screening room, he's already conjuring up the snark he'll spout over coffee to the other critics, especially if it's a romantic comedy. He hates them. He can rattle off the clichés.
Un cliché más de las comedias románticas.
To his 16-year-old niece, he lists them all. The couple with chemistry, the casual encounters that are forced and ridiculous, the swelling strings when they look at each other, fireworks when they kiss. We don't understand what she sees in him. They have a disagreement because of a misunderstanding. They walk in the rain. It is silly, silly, silly. And then Victor meets someone, Sophia, while looking for an apartment.
El departamento es lo que quieres.
And because she seems to want the apartment too, he has to keep running into her. And to his absolute horror, his life starts turning into a romantic comedy. Before long, he's quoting Jerry Maguire to her. And when she leans in for a kiss, fireworks? And that's not all, not by a long shot, if you'll pardon that expression. Victor's whole world goes movie meta. He's writing a screenplay and putting scenes in it from the romance he's living. He's being secretly filmed by a filmmaker he once trashed. And he gets so distracted by all that he accidentally races into the middle of a big movie's location shoot and messes it up. Critics often feel they're living, eating, and breathing movies when they see more than 300 a year. This guy actually is. And watching him, I almost knew how he felt. Full disclosure, El Critico is set in Buenos Aires, and I have family in Buenos Aires, so I go there a lot. Victor watches films in a screening room that I've actually sat in, and while my Spanish isn't good enough for me to hobnob with the critics there, I confess that I did sometimes snort, just as Victor does at romantic comedies. And then I had my comeuppance when I met the love of my life and found myself choking up a few days later at a preview of, I'm embarrassed to admit this, The Princess Bride. So you will not hear me snorting at this romantic comedy, even though it's available not just on big screens, but on video on demand, something Victor would doubtless call a betrayal of all things cinematic. El Critico, the film critic, strikes me as comically exaggerated, certainly, but not inaccurate. Let's call it a gentle wake-up call for reviewers who see themselves as movie gatekeepers rather than movie analysts. And let's also call it an entirely winning romance. I'm Bob Mondello.